Follow Me to the Ground, Sue Rainsford. The summers here are made of long, untended grass and flat lemon light, baking ground, sunshine haze. Shades cast so dark, they seem as solid and alive as the bodies that throw them. The summers here see even the morning sharp with heat, and every morning I leave the hot mess of my sheets to stand outside on the patio stones and study the drain. This gullied, gutted hole. Even now it sparkles with a secret wet supply. I'm fearful of it, the drain. Fearful because, no matter how long and dry the summer, slugs come up the drain and creep on their snake bellies around the patio, trying to get into the house. I've hated slugs since I was a child. Once, I pinched one between my forefinger and thumb and rubbed it to death. It was a baby, no bigger than a bean. At night I hear their slow procession, all the slugs that live beneath the house. I hear them moving around, shriveling over the pebbles and dirt like skin on a staling fruit, wandering blindly up and down the lawn, stalk eyes roving. Now in the daytime, the garden is all rustle and sigh. I can't hear whatever sound their lithe bellies might be making. I see one, its blind snout appearing, a thumb-sized black snake departing the rim of the cracked drain's edge. It heads for the dry grass that sits like crust overcooked around the lush innards of the lawn. If Father were here, he'd scatter salt. He'd put it down the drain.